This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor Paul Bly from the Pier Fort Pier Ministerial Association. Leading us in our pledge is Paige Dawn Beck from Pier.
Let us pray. Almighty God, King of the universe, we come before you with thankful hearts for all of your goodness, loving kindness, and generosity. We are humbled by the honor that you have bestowed on us for caring for your beautiful creation, including all of the people of South Dakota. Help us, we pray, to do so with wisdom and careful discernment. Bless these leaders of our state that they may know your will and have the courage to do it. Lord, as these legislators gather here to do their work, they leave precious families and communities back home. We lift them up to you for well-being, for comfort, and for peace. O gracious God, we pray also for those who work so diligently behind the scenes for our common welfare. Keep them in your tender care, and give them a sense of true teamwork and fulfillment in their work. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk will call the roll, please.
Blake, Boland, Boomgarden, Bruner, Bird, Carson, Cronin, Curd, Cutler, Diedrich, Dennert, Dreyer, Elliott, Engels, Fain, Fargen, Feichert, Feinstein, Ferrix, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hamill, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironclaw, Jensen, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Kopp, Krebs, Lang, Lederman, Lucas, Lutz, McLaughlin, Mosier, Noam, Narstrup, Nygaard, Betty Olson, Ryan Olson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Roush, Romka, Marounds, Russell, Schleckaway, Schramp, Sly, Solberg, Solem, Sorensen, Steele, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turbaville, Van Gerpen, Vander, Lindy, Vanderman, Vercio, Wink, Wishmer, Speaker, Rave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 8th day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Timothy A. Rave, Chair.
All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. It's time to do the pledge oath, ladies and gentlemen, so please don't send the pages away for a minute.
Reports of standing committee.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1055 do pass. House Bill 1005 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Bob Fain, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bills 1097 and 1103 do pass, and House Bill 1082 do pass as amended. Joni M. Cutler, Chair. And the Committee on Commerce respectfully reports that House Bills 1056 and 1058 do pass, and House Bill 1059 do pass as amended. Tim Rounds, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Concurrent Resolution 1002, in which the Senate has concurred. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit here with Senate Bills 56, 58, and 60, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 1003, a concurrent resolution expressing solidarity with Israel in its defense against terrorism in the Gaza Strip. And the Speaker has waived the referral to committee of House Concurrent Resolution 1003.
Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Fain moves that the reports of the standing committees on Judiciary on House Bill 1086, Commerce on House Bill 1049, and Appropriations on House Bill 1069 be adopted.
All those in favor of the Fain motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House bills. Ladies and gentlemen in the gallery who are visiting us here today, you're going to hear the ladies down front start reading over top of each other. It's going to sound a little ridiculous, but what they're doing, they have to do according to the Constitution. Every bill that's introduced must have its title read in public. In this day and age of efficiency with computers, you can go online and get that information at any given time, so they're able to read over top of each other just so we can get it done a little bit faster.
House Bill 1128, an act to allow a medical necessity to be used as a defense in certain cases involving the possession or use of marijuana.
The Speaker signs House Bill 1122 and 1123 to Judiciary, 1124 to Commerce, 1125 to State Affairs, 1126 to Committee on Ag, 1127 to the Committee on Health, 1128 to the Committee on Judiciary. Representative Gosh.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today in the balcony, we have a group of high school kids from Great Plains Lutheran High School in Watertown, South Dakota. Generally, I'd probably leave it up to the representative from Watertown to welcome them, but one of the students there is my brother, who's a senior, and a pretty good point guard on the basketball team. Also with them today is their principal, Mr. Bert Fallick. So please join me in welcoming to the House side of the legislature. Thank you.
Welcome. We have several announcements. I'm going to do a few more right now. We have Sioux Falls Christian High School here on behalf of Representative Todd Schleckaway with their teacher, Mr. Schramm, and Principal, Mr. Woodstra. Would Sioux Falls Christian High School stand up, please? Over here to my right and in the back. Welcome. And on behalf of myself and Representative Sorensen, I believe Canastota, are you guys in the gallery today? Canastota, are you here? Stand up if you are. I know they're in the Capitol today. Hopefully they'll come back. I might need that later. Thank you. Let's do one more. Sioux Falls O'Gorman, junior and senior high, are here with Mr. Knorr and Mr. Whiting on behalf of Representative Schleckaway, Representative Kurd, and Representative Steele. Sioux Falls O'Gorman, are you up in the balcony? In the back corner and over here. Welcome. Thank you for coming out, you guys. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 56, an act to change certain references regarding a grain dealer to a grain buyer. Senate Bill 58, an act to require notification regarding the construction of certain wind energy projects.
The Speaker assigns Senate Bill 56 to the Committee on Ag, Senate Bills 58 and 60 to the Committee on State Affairs. A couple more announcements. So I also have the James Valley Christian Government classes from the Huron area is here on behalf of Representatives Greenfield, Berg, and Gibson. James Valley Christian, are you here? Stand up if you are. In the back, right behind everybody. Welcome. And their instructor with them today is Mr. Whip. Thank you for coming, you guys. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 1018 has had its second reading.
Speaker? Representative Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that we defer House Bill 1018 to the 10th legislative day to take up with its companion bill, House Bill 1069, together.
Second. All those in favor of the Krebs motion deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
House Bill 1084, an act to permit the appointment of a special advocate to represent the best interests of an apparent or alleged abused or neglected child.
House Bill 1084, having had its second readings up for consideration and final passage, are there any remarks? Representative Turbeville.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House Bill 1084. The purpose of this is to clarify that a judge may appoint a special advocate if they think it is appropriate to pre-adjudication for abuse and neglect cases. The current law mandates that when a child is in the court system, an abused or neglected child, that the court must appoint a special advocate to represent the best interests of the child. The special advocate, the court-appointed special, also called the CASA representative. And what happens is this individual goes with the child once that they are in the court system, and they work with them. They give them counsel, they give them advice, they sit with their attorneys when they have to, and they, if necessary, visit with the parents. However, when the state gets involved with a child that is an apparent or alleged abused or neglected child but has not been formally adjudicated, there was no provision for a special advocate to be appointed to represent the best interests of that child. So when someone reports the alleged abuse of a child and then the social worker gets involved but they have not started to go through the court system yet, There was no provision for a special advocate to help that child prior to being in the system. So what we're doing, this amendment allows the court to appoint a special advocate from the very beginning of the state's involvement with an apparent or alleged abused or neglected child. This amendment is a way to ensure that, if appropriate, someone is there from the very beginning with the child and for the child, and who will represent the best interest of that child in court. Ladies and gentlemen, I ask that you join me in voting yes on House Bill 1084 in the best interest of our children. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on House Bill 1084. Hearing no further remarks, the questions before the South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1084. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Hamill, thank you. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68, excused 2.
House Bill 1084, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title deemed correct.
House Bill 1079, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the sex offender registry.
House Bill 1079, having had its second readings up for consideration and final passage, are there any remarks? Representative Gosch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also appreciate the personal privilege earlier, although only requested telepathically. House Bill 1079 is a bill brought by the Attorney General's office, and this deals with the Sex Offender Registry, which was started in South Dakota in 1994. Now, this bill is very important, and it does two important things. The first is that it closes a loophole that sex offenders have found in South Dakota law. There are certain activities that require a sex offender to register when they come to South Dakota, but they've discovered that if they register to vote, apply for a driver's license, register for a car, or get a post office box, that's not required. This law adds that language, requiring them to register within 5 days after doing one of those additional activities. The second thing this bill does is allow juveniles ages 15, 16, and 17 who receive a suspended adjudication of delinquency to be removed or not have themselves on the sex offender registry. And that puts them in equal status with the current law regarding adults. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on House Bill 1079. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the South Dakota House of Representatives, final consideration of House Bill 1079. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Kopp. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68.
House Bill 1079, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1088, an act to provide for the continuance of certain ex parte temporary protection orders.
House Bill 1088, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. 1088 is brought to us at the request of the judiciary. And essentially it deals with temporary protection orders, dealing with domestic abuse, and dealing with stalking. And what it seeks to do is, even though those items are typically given 30 days as far as responding to and hearings and whatnot, the judiciary has come to us and asked us that in the event that a continuance is granted based upon good cause, that the continuance allow an additional 30 days. It's a procedural bill brought by the judiciary. Would encourage your vote. Vote yes on 1088. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on House Bill 1088. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1088. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Noam, Hunhoff, and Diedrich.
Hunhoff, both sides.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68.
House Bill 1088, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1054, an act to authorize certain youth licensees who possess a disabled hunting permit to hunt big game animals using a designated hunter.
House Bill 1054, having had its second readings, up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Sorensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1054 is an easy bill that I'm real proud to support. It came out of agriculture and natural resources. For those of you in the chamber or in the balcony who've had the joy to enjoy our natural resources here in South Dakota and partake in hunting, could really relate to this bill. As a father who has been there when his sons bag their first deer and helping many neighbors bag their first deer. This bill really is very, very cool. There are a number of young people in our state who are handicapped, maybe as paraplegics or quadriplegics, and an awesome gentleman from the Clark area named Dean Rasmussen has invented and found a way where he can help these young people who are handicapped, if that be the proper word, enjoy something that they otherwise might not. And every year they host this wonderful event in the area where people in wheelchairs go out into the blinds early in the morning to enjoy that first hunt like the rest of us might with our sons or daughters and experience the hunt. And for paraplegics, it's easy. They sight in the gun. They can even squeeze the trigger. For a quadriplegic, they cannot pull the trigger. And so in at least one of the cases, they had the father pull the trigger. Well, guess what? That's against state law. What this bill would simply do is, in that rare case, approved by the Game, Fish, and Parks, the father now could still pull the trigger, but do so legally. It's a wonderful bill. I'm proud to support it, and I hope you do too. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any further remarks? Representative Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment that's, I believe, up at your desk.
Is that 1054 Thomas Alpha?
That's correct.
Do you move it at this time?
I do so. I move for the adoption of this amendment.
Is there any member that wishes the amendment to be read? Or do you have it? Representative Frakes, you can go ahead and speak to...
Mr. Speaker, may I have permission to speak to the amendment as well as the bill?
Yeah, just looking at that. I will grant you that latitude, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I bring amendment 1054 TA to all of you today. Having sit on the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee, I really enjoyed the testimony. And I think this is an error that was missed, and we're a long time coming. We should allow that support to our friends who may have this disability and have not always been able to experience the joys of hunting. And in this case, we're citing specifically big game. I bring the amendment because I think not only should youth be allowed this opportunity, but I think everyone should have that opportunity, and that's why my amendment strikes youth. In this case, all individuals would have the opportunity to, with this disability provision, have the ability to receive a big game permit in their name. Presently, I visited with the Game, Fish, and Parks, and they said what can happen now is if you want to ride along with someone, that other individual can receive a license, and then you can take their game. However, the license was never in the disability person's name, and that's what this amendment would do, is allow the opportunity for everyone. Now, I realize there's some opposition from folks who believe that, you know, this changes some of the intent of the bill. Well, I believe the intent of the bill is fairness, and if you believe that fairness is the issue, I strongly hope that we can be efficient and take care of the situation right now as it presents itself. We can make the decision, move on. We know we have a lot of work to do, and this is allowing it to proceed. I welcome any questions as well as the discussion that we may have with us to carry on. On a last note, some of the issue might also be abuse. You know, we know that if it's in the youth's hands, we think that obviously abuse may not happen, but if it is allowed for everyone, it may be abused. Well, that's why we have our law enforcement on the ground every day. They're out there enforcing, and they will take care of abuse if they find that there is something wrong where an individual might want to have two any deer licenses. So I strongly encourage your support for the amendment and look forward to the discussion. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on the Frerichs motion to amend? Representative Bruner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would rise in opposition to this amendment. Not particularly opposed to the idea of more than youth being involved in this hunt. But the hearing that we heard in Ag Committee dealt with only youth. And when you are dealing with this type of hunt, you're basically just does, very controlled situation. And I think this changes the intent. And I would welcome that discussion in a separate bill. I think we can certainly support that. But the intent of this bill was primarily on this hunt that this fine gentleman put together, and to change at this point, I believe, changes a lot of the intent. Changes a lot of what we heard as far as testimony in the committee, and I would just ask for you to oppose this amendment.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on the Frerichs motion to amend. Representative Nygaard. It's very confusing, sir.
Thank you very much. Well, I think legislative intent is also ascertained by the words and discussion of this body. So I would not be deterred from voting in favor of this amendment just because the committee system didn't address this aspect. I think that's our ability to do so at this point. And I believe that if we can act today and save legislative action in the future to enhance this bill and make it more the intent of this entire body, here's our opportunity. So I would ask for your support of this amendment.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks on the Frerichs motion to amend. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and ladies and gentlemen of the body of the House, I would rise in opposition to the amendment. This is an issue that hits close to home. One of the hunts that is in question with regard to the youth hunt for the disabled individuals took place north of Clark, about 5 miles. And I got to meet a member of the one individual's family, got to discuss with him what his brother was going to be participating in and what a great opportunity it was. And subsequent to that, I saw a news report on the particular hunt, and those children had such a great time. It didn't matter whether they had bagged the big one or not. Just being out there and being able to be in the field and participate in the hunt was all the reward that they wanted. You know, it was such a fulfilling experience. The discussion about opening the doors to everybody, again, is an entirely different discussion for a different day as far as I'm concerned. I would just as soon see us keep this bill narrow in focus so that we ensure that those individuals who are accompanying the kids on the hunt, who would help them in whatever way, are working within the confines of the law, and that they're not, because of an omission in law, breaking the law. So with that, I urge your opposition of the amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on the Frerichs motion to amend. Hearing no further remarks, we are on the Frerichs motion to amend. All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion fails. We're back to discussion and further remarks on House Bill 1054. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1054. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Feikert. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68, nays 1.
House Bill 1054, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there questions on? Shrimp changes to aye. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1006, an act to create a highway finance task force to study long-term highway needs and to reform the method of financing highways in the state.
House Bill 1006, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, let's give a little history on where House Bill 1006 stems from. This past year, the 2008 legislative session was where a bill was put forth to suggest studying as a task force the long-term, short-term, and long-term needs of our highway financing and needs of the local, county, and state level. The bill failed as a legislative body, but therefore then the executive board this summer, led by our wonderful chair, Larry Tiedemann, had recommended coming out of the executive board the summer study, one of the summer study titles and topics be the long-term and short-term needs and review of the highway financing. With that being said, the summer study was created and approved by the executive board for the 2008 summer, and in the five meetings that the summer study had stacks and stacks of paper to review. In five short meetings, this summer study task force was to review and come up with recommendations to fix the short-term and long-term needs of our highway funding. Unfortunately, in 5 days with stacks of paper about this high, we recognized the fact that we could not address both the short-term and long-term needs of our local, county, and state highways. With that being said, the summer study recommended legislation that you'll be seeing and reviewing further on down the road here in the days to come. But one of the recommendations that they recommended to the executive board to approve and review was a further review of the long-term needs of these highways. Again, recognizing the fact that this summer study could not solve all the problems of the $200 million in shortfall that we are seeing currently, knowing that this is going to continue year after year unless we do something about it. What House Bill 1006 does is propose members of the legislative body, four from the House and four from the Senate, but further on, talking about members outside of the industry, I should say outside of the legislative body, and members of the industry to be able to come forth back again to be able to review long-term needs. The summer study will then be appointed by August 1st of 2009 with recommendations being brought forth to the legislative body for the 2011 session. We recognize that nationally, we do not know what the federal government is going to do. We do not know what changes they're going to make. We do not know what kind of tax structure they're going to change. We also recognize the fact that South Dakota is not the only state, that every state in the nation is dealing with this issue, and they are putting their hands up and they are trying to figure out the same problems. We recognize the fact that we are going to definitely have to look and reform the method of financing our highways in the state, that what we are currently doing is not going to cut it, and what we're currently doing is not going to be the way to solve our problem, that we have to come up with alternative methods to fund our highways long-term, meaning 5 and 10 and 15 years down the road. So what House Bill 1006 does is propose this so that we can look out long-term, 5, 10, 15 years down the road of alternative ways to finance our highways. With that being said, Mr. Speaker, I have an amendment on the floor, to House Bill 1006-OA that I would also like to address.
All right. Has that been distributed?
Yes.
Do you move it at this time?
Yes, I do, sir.
Remarks on that motion to amend.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And members of the body, what the amendment that I have on the floor today states is that we are taking away the governor's opportunity to appoint individuals in the industries amongst the highway studies, but we want to give the opportunity that it changes the language, taking out the word governor, making the appointment, and giving the appointment opportunities to each of the association leaders or the executive directors or association presidents or chairs. We felt that each of these organizations and associations best know who is most knowledgeable, who would be best to bring forth the ideas and concerns that each level of government has versus the governor. So we want to make sure that we have the right people on this position and on this task force, and what this amendment does is just that, give the correct language to do that particular. With that being said, I wish for your favorable consideration of the House Bill 1006 with the amendment attached 1006-OA.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on the Krebs motion to amend. Representative Sorensen.
Mr. Speaker and members of the body, I very much respect the work that the Transportation Committee has been doing. They've got a tough job, but we all do this year. I'm hearing a definite message from my constituents back home. We extended the session this year to 40 days, and they want action on our roads now.
Representative Sorensen, are you just addressing the amendment, not the bill? We're on the Krebs motion to amend. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Are there any other remarks on a Krebs motion to amend? Hearing none, the question being on Representative Krebs' motion to amend. All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries. We are now to discussion on House Bill 1006 as amended. Are there any remarks?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Sorensen.
Our speaker is now my teacher. I used to be his teacher. We'll see who did the best job. I think he did. And I thank you for your patience. But back to my point, the people back in my district are getting impatient with their roads. They sent us out here for, and they extended our session to 40 days. And I honestly heard this. Raise my gas taxes, make me pay $10 more per license fee, whatever it might be, but we need good roads and we need to get to work on this right now. I guess my question with the motion is, do we have the information? Could we get it done in our 40 days here? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks on House Bill 1006 as amended. Representative Rausch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I'll just piggyback a little bit on Representative Sorensen's comments, is that there is other bills in the legislature that are addressing some of the local issues. This does not address the immediate spending needs. This is looking at the overall spending needs and the ongoing needs of our highway systems and the way we currently fund it. I, too, sat on that summer study, and I would agree with this bill that that study needs to continue. We got the end of the summer study, we'd had five meetings, and there was not anyone in the room that thought we'd come anywhere near solving our state's problems with our highway funding and the needs that that has created. So I would ask for your support of this bill to establish this longer-term study, and let's do it right, and let's look at what we really need to do to keep our highways in A1 shape. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on House Bill 1006 as amended. Representative Lang.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for the sponsor.
State your question, please, sir.
Question is, how much would this cost?
Representative Krebs, do you wish to answer that question?
Mr. Speaker.
Please.
I'll be honest with you, I don't know. The average summer study has about five meetings in one summer, meeting one year. If we have the recommendations to be made to the 2011 session with appointments being made by August 1st of 2009, that would give us from August 1st, 2009 to December 1st, 2010. So we may have between eight and nine meetings to be able, or 10 meetings to attack this. So there would be the costs incurred for the Legislative Research Council as far as legislators and outside members to come forth with this. But this is a small investment for a long-term issue. And I just want to reiterate a long-term need here. If any one of us can come up with how to solve our highway funding right now, I would suggest you bring a bill forward. But a lot of us do not know the answer to the long-term needs. Correct me if I'm wrong. Long-term meaning 5 and 10 years out down the road.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Lang, you still have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Representative Krebs, for your answer. While I'm not opposed to summer studies, I just have to tell you a little history. Back in the 90s, we realized that our estate tax was way out of line. It was the worst in the nation. So we had a summer study, and we fixed it, we thought. But Governor Jankla wouldn't have anything to do with it. So what it happened is that a ticked off a few Western ranchers, and they got a petition, and so we kicked out the whole doggone thing, $22 million. And half of that was coming from out-of-staters. I really, really have been here and seen it. I've had the course, and I'm a little bit skeptical of summer studies because they often are just money blown. So I'm afraid I'm going to have to vote against this based on my experience.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on House Bill 1006 as amended. Representative Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. I think what they used to consider the cost of a summer study was around $10,000, and this does seem to be kind of the second course of the summer study that came out of House Bill 1315 last legislative session. And two of the issues in 1315 that was a summer study were to look at the projected long-term state and local needs. In fact, I had a conversation with one of our former engineers in the Department of Transportation, and he told me that he felt that that could be done right in-house there with the engineers that we have across the street here in the Department of Transportation. The second issue that the summer study dealt with was the future state and local highway cost projections and how do we want to finance it. And that's the million-dollar question, as the representative from Minnehaha County just pointed out. But they had a great discussion from their interim report that I read regarding that. In fact, I was just looking back, and there were at least seven or eight different votes by that committee on whether to raise the gas tax, the excise tax, vehicle registration, or a combination of any of those. They couldn't come to any agreement. Those are tough votes. I recognize that. But if they study this all summer, and we know what those costs are, and we still can't get a recommendation coming from this body, I'm not sure what another summer study is going to do, but put off the inevitable is that nobody wants to raise the tax to fix the roads anyway. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. For the remarks, Representative Noem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to clarify a few things and also state my position. I was here last session when that bill came forward, and I was not a general supporter of it. I questioned whether we really needed it, and so guess what? My name got put in, and I was put on that transportation study this summer. This bill's different in that it, in fact, puts industry leaders on there. It puts people that are recognized in that industry as experts and lets that those industries choose those people that sit on there. When we went to those meetings, and I think I made it to four of them, and was there five, before or five meetings? Anyways, when I went there and I sat there, it was overwhelming to me the size of the need that this state has. It was overwhelming to me the fact that we could throw out a question such as, well, let's study the efficiencies of the Department of Transportation. Okay, who has 6 months to do that? Because realistically, it takes a huge amount of time to delve into each one of those issues. We got down to one day putting things on a whiteboard and having a whiteboard discussion. And on that whiteboard, there was at least 11 or 12 different solutions that each were huge situations we would need to get into, find out facts on it, and not throw out opinions. And that's what this study is trying to do, is to get down to finding actual numbers, examining the situation, coming up with real answers for funding. So I would ask you to support House Bill 1006.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Elliott.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in support of Representative Krebs. I am on the Transportation Committee, and even though it may cost us $10,000, we have the experts that are going to work on it. In the long run, it's going to cost us hundreds of millions of dollars to fix our highways and roads and bridges, and I know we're in a tight budget this year, but I think $10,000 looks a little cheap compared to how much it's going to cost us to take care of the infrastructure in the future. So I would urge you to support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks, Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. I rise in opposition to the bill, not the topic that they want to study. I want to share the process that the executive board goes through. Towards the end of session, committees have the opportunity to solicit topics that need to be studied. Ideas that we will ferret out over the next 4 weeks or 5 weeks. I want to share with you that by identifying one right out of the box, you reduce the number that you will be able to look at and share with the e-board to make a decision which ones are going to be summer studies. Time and process are very important to the body. in 4 or 5 weeks, maybe the picture will be a little bit clearer what will be coming from the feds. Maybe in 5 or 6 weeks, there will be other topics that will be more important. There's only about 3 summer study committees that can be appointed by the E-Board because we do not have an abundance of staff. Plus, there's 2 sunset review committees that are appointed. And those will be made up of the members from the House and the Senate. Again, I do not oppose the study topic. I only recommend or suggest that we look at what the process that has been put in place by those who have gone before us. So I do rise in opposition to the bill 1006, but not the topic.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks, Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I would like to comment on the last speaker's comments. Specifically, this was originally a topic that the E-Board did approve last summer. And the recommendations of that summer study is what we have before us today. We're talking, I believe, $10,000 to $20,000 maybe tops, which in a tight couple of years, it's going to hurt. We have to take that from somewhere else. It's something to keep alive, though, because as we've heard other speakers, this is something we're going to be facing in the future where we've got hundreds of millions of dollars worth of road construction coming up, and we don't know where we're going to get the money. Federal government, are they going to raise their gas taxes, and then are we going to pile on top of that? Our automobile is going to be getting 70 to 80 miles per the gallon in 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Are we going to have another source of powering those automobiles so we're going to be drained of funds? The results of this study committee is going to be something that you freshman legislators may see and be working on in your third and fourth terms. I'll be gone, and many of us that are here today that are in our final term will be gone. But this will be something I think you'll be thankful for, that we had the opportunity to get those from the industry down around the table and talk about the future of transportation, the future of energy, what we're going to be using to fuel our vehicles. I think this is an important subject that we really have to think about. I think we need to move it on, and let's pass it over to the Senate and continue the debate. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Krebs, just for your information, ladies and gentlemen, this is Representative Krebs' first time speaking to the bill as amended. Representative Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to clarify a few points that were addressed on the floor to help everybody understand this issue, and thank you for giving me that latitude. First of all, the summer study, House Bill 1315 failed last year. That was a failure of the bill for the fact that we wanted to put it to the executive board to let the executive board make the determination of which topics to pick, and that's how it came about. And in the summer study this year, there were 11 proposals, as my good friend from Ouellette County stated. And yes, we did take action. Out of those 5 short meetings and the stack this high, we did take action. We did do something. We didn't just come out of there going, well, I don't know, we want another study. We did say that we have 4 recommendations for you to take action on, and you will see those bills come forth. They're being proposed on the Senate and the House side, specifically a possible increase to an excise tax, vehicle registration fee increases, an older vehicle discount in their registration fees, and then this study, this particular study that was recommended by our executive board, like my good friend from Brookings County stated. He talked about why he doesn't support a task force and summer studies, but under his leadership of the executive board, they did suggest this to come in legislation form. So there's several ideas that we want to keep reminding ourselves. Also, when we come back next year, if we do not have this study, we're going to come back next year and we're going to be $200 million short again. The federal stimulus package may come to us this year, but that is one-time money, and that is a one-time coverage that will maybe get us done, taken care of this year. Every year we're going to come back with a shortfall if we do not change the way we have a tax structure on the highways. We have to figure out. We have to be forward-thinking, and this is a leadership step. This is taking leaders and moving forward with this idea and recognizing that we can't just keep putting a Band-Aid on it. What our proposals are for the short term are just Band-Aids. These are just barely fixing the needs that we have right now, and that is not good leadership. We cannot just say, well, that's going to work, and then we're just going to do it this one time. We are looking at long-term, and when I say, I'm going to repeat it again, we have to look at a different way and how we fix our highways 5 and 10 and 15 years so that we do not have the burden put on every legislative body, which is going to include yourself every year coming back and asking your constituents, for a short-term band-aid fix of a small increase in fees or taxes every time. Let's get smart here and fix the problem now with the leadership inside the legislative body and outside with industry's help.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Fain.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a couple of comments on some of the debate we've heard here today, and very well thought out debate, very important debate. However, I do want to make a couple of comments. First of all, over the years, we've seen a number of summer studies that dealt with issues far less critical than the one we're discussing here today. We are nearing a crisis not only with the condition of our roads, but with the budget situation dealing with the roads. Also, I understand the point that Appropriations Chair makes, that I think that's a valid point, that we need to leave some latitude for our e-board to select these summer studies. However, I do want to point out that I think one of the important parts of this bill was the amendment that we just passed. The amendment listed exactly who would be on the summer study, who should be there, and I can't argue with the fact that many of the people who are heavy users of our roads and spend a lot of time dealing with the road problems we have now should be on the study. If we go through the executive board, it really does limit who they are allowed to appoint to the summer study committees. So I would urge the body to support House Bill 1006. This is one of our most important issues. It deserves more study for a long-term solution. Let's not look towards next year. Let's look for the next 20 years. Please support HB 1006. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker?
Representative Gibson.
Question on the sponsor, please.
State your question, ma'am.
Where will the money come from for the summer study?
Representative Krebs, do you wish to answer that question?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
The Legislative Research Council would be the one that funds the summer studies.
Representative Gibson, you have the floor. Thank you. Further remarks on House Bill 1006 as amended. Hearing none, the question before the South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1006 as amended. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Frerichs.
Personal privilege.
Granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I need to introduce to members of the South Dakota House of Representatives a bipartisan friend of mine who has been with me today, and is Joe Kipley. Joe, would you please stand up? He's sitting up in the gallery. Joe was a U.S. Senate page with me back in 2001. We were appointed by that time Majority Leader Tom Daschle, and Joe and I have kept up since then, and in fact now he's in his second year of law school down at the University of South Dakota. Some of you may recognize him because he was Senator Dave Knutson's intern a couple of years back. Welcome, Joe.
Welcome back, Joe.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 42, nays 27.
House Bill 1006, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1035, an act to require the Secretary of State to redact certain numbers before furnishing copies of information.
House Bill 1035, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Feinstein.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1035 is here at the request of the Secretary of State. And what happens is the Secretary of State currently furnishes copies of documents, papers, and instruments to anybody who requests them. What this bill does, and again at his request, is make sure he does not issue, when somebody asks for a piece of paper or a document, he strikes Social Security numbers and employer identification numbers out of those bills. They call that redacting them out of the piece of paper that he's copying. And basically, this has been done for a number of years, and again, it prevents the unauthorized access to those numbers and is done for a purpose of identity theft and preventing that. The only time he would provide it is if you were the person that provided the Social Security number in the first place and you're requesting a copy of your own document. In that case, you would not have to redact it out. One other part of this bill, direct your attention to page 3 of the bill, lines 19 and 20. It removes a 20-year-old provision that was an unfunded requirement that a toll-free line, which has never been implemented, that provision is eliminated. Today, most access for such things as UCC filings, which are Uniform Commercial Code lien filings, is done by direct computer access. That's the bill, and I urge you to support it on behalf of the Secretary of State and the Committee on Judiciary. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on House Bill 1035. Hearing no further remarks, the question before South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1035. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69.
House Bill 1035, having received a majority vote, the members-elect is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none. Title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1089, an act to provide the court with discretion in ordering certain hearings on protection order petitions.
House Bill 1089, having had its second readings up for consideration and final passage, are there any remarks? Representative Ingalls.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1089 is brought to us by the Judiciary. It's a companion bill to House Bill 1088, which Representative Hunt spoke about. This bill also deals with protection orders for stalking and domestic abuse. And under the current law, if somebody requests a petition for a protection order, the court is required to set a hearing within 30 days, even in those cases where there are not grounds set forth in the petition for the granting of a protection order. The change that the judiciary is requesting here is that if the petition is completely devoid of grounds for granting a protection order, if there are no merits to it whatsoever, and that's obvious from the beginning, that the court would have the discretion not to set a hearing. And this would happen in very few cases, although we are told that there have been several instances of people abusing the judicial system. So the judges have asked us for the opportunity to simply deny petitions that have no merit whatsoever, which saves both the judiciary some time and also serves the sheriff some time, because the sheriffs are the ones who have to serve these. So I would ask for your support for this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Are there further remarks on House Bill 1089? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1089. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67, nays 2.
House Bill 1089, having received a majority vote, the members-elect is hereby declared passed. Questions on title? Hearing none, title is deemed approved.
House Bill 1050, an act to revise the annual financial reporting requirements of insurance companies.
House Bill 1050, having had its second readings of consideration and final passage, are there any remarks? Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, passage of House Bill 1050 is an important step in ensuring that the financial condition of insurance companies are adequately supervised. The specifics of this bill include, but are not limited to, the following major provisions. One, insurers must have annual audits of their financial statements by independent CPAs. Two, insurers must appoint audit committees that are responsible for the appointment, oversight, and compensation of their CPAs. Three, insurers with an annual premium over $500 million must provide the Division of Insurance with an assessment of their internal controls over financial reporting. The revisions are to be in place by January 1, 2010, in order for the Division of Insurance to maintain accreditation standards. This is a national standard, and its adoption is supported by the insurance industry, and I urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on House Bill 1050. Hearing none, the question for South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1050. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Representative Hamill. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69.
House Bill 1050, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1057, an act to revise the maximum reimbursement for workers' compensation burial expenses.
House Bill 1057, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Bob Fain.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that we defer House Bill 1057 and the remainder of today's calendar until Tuesday, the 10th legislative day.
All those in favor of the Fain motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Announcements. Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just want to announce that the Appropriations Joint Committee will be meeting for briefing tomorrow at 7:30, and 8 o'clock we meet with Board of Regents. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Joint Retirement Laws meeting will be held in room 412 immediately following session today. And immediately following that meeting, the House Retirement Laws will take up three bills that are on the calendar. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements, Representative Rausch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. This is an invitation, a reminder of ALEC tonight. We're having European cheeses and some smoked pheasant and goose and duck and all kinds of fun things and a nice entertainment. And we also have a special guest speaker tonight, Dr. Vetter, who is an economist, quite entertaining, but will allow us to some insights into what he thinks happened in the economy. So please join us at the American Legion starting at 7:30. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further announcements. Representative Bruner.
I voted instead of my mic. Yeah. Just a reminder, House Ag tomorrow morning, 7:45.
House Ag, thanks, sir. Further announcements, Representative Boomgarden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Boomgarden Whip Group will meet immediately after session in the same room as last week, room 468.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements?
Speaker.
Representative Kirkaby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder, local government tomorrow, 10 o'clock.
Local government tomorrow morning. Further announcements? Representative Steele. Mike Fronzer.
Try that again.
Thank you.
There we go. Mr. Speaker, the Steele Whip Group will be meeting in 464 at 4:30. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements? Representative Ryan Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House tax tomorrow, 7:45. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Representative McLaughlin.
House education tomorrow, 7:45.
Thank you, sir.
On Wednesday.
Clarifying, we're going to do education on Wednesday. No education tomorrow. for their announcements. Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess we need to remind everyone about committees. Tomorrow we have Health and Human Services at 0745. Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements? Seeing no further announcements, Representative Turbeville.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.